Hello, this is your Polycast for Thursday, May 28th, your daily check-in on Minnesota politics. I'm Mike Mulcahy in the Minnesota Public Radio newsroom. On today's edition, Republicans enlist a child care expert to make their case, and Democrats disagree on some of the big issues in the bills that the governor vetoed. Republican House Speaker Kurt Dowd will visit a St. Paul daycare today with former Federal Reserve Bank official Art Rolnick, who now focuses on early childhood education. Rolnick met behind closed doors with some Republicans yesterday. He says targeting child care money to disadvantaged kids is a better alternative than Governor Dayton's plan for a universal preschool for four-year-olds. Dowd says Rolnick told him research shows child care scholarships are a better way to close the achievement gap.
I try to find out more about the research behind making sure that what we're doing is effective. I think that's the most important thing for me. I don't want to make an investment into a program that really doesn't have research that backs up results.
Governor Dayton argues that providing universal preschool will help every child in Minnesota. He says preschool scholarships are not the best answer.
But all group of kids who are all poor in one child care program where you got, you know, a smaller number of kids, you're not going to get that kind of synergy and that kind of normalcy, which is what we want to teach.
And Governor Dayton's problems aren't just with Republicans. Democrats disagree among themselves on some of the big issues in the vetoed bills, including education, economic development, and the environment. Tim Pugmire has more.
Dayton said this week that his toughest veto was the spending bill for agriculture, environment, and natural resources. That measure included money for avian flu relief and a compromise on the buffer strips that he wants between farm fields and bodies of water. But Dayton said there were too many bad policy provisions in the bill, and he blamed the DFL-controlled Senate, not the Republican-controlled House.
There were just some really egregious anti-environment positions in the final bill, which frankly probably more of them emanated from the Senate than they did from the House, and I was very, very unhappy with that.
Dayton's list of objections included the elimination of the Pollution Control Agency's Citizen Review Board, added rulemaking steps for the agency, cuts to two landfill accounts, and amnesty for polluters that self-report violations. Similar concerns were raised about the bill in the Minnesota Senate during the closing hours of the regular session. DFL Senator Chris Eaton of Brooklyn Center noted a surprise addition to exempt sulfide mining from solid waste rules.
It was never introduced as a bill or heard in any committee, and its future effect is unknown. These are important, serious issues, and they should be vetted through committees, not just added in the dark of night.
DFL Senator Scott Dibble of Minneapolis said the bill would put air, water, and land at risk.
Now, these aren't private sewers that people can simply dump their own poisons and toxins into. These are the things we all rely on for our life, for our economy, for our health.
10 Democrats, nearly all from rural districts, joined Republicans to pass the bill 35-30. There were 29 Senate Democrats, including Eaton and Dibble, who voted against it. Some Democrats also voted against the E-12 education bill and the jobs and energy bill on the final day. Dayton vetoed those funding measures, too. Republican Representative Pat Garofalo of Farmington, who was the House negotiator on the jobs and energy bill, said disagreements among Democrats could get in the way of a deal for the special session.
The big fight is not between Republicans and Democrats. It's between the urban Democrats and the rural Democrats. We can negotiate with the rural Democrats. That's not a problem. We've demonstrated that. We've passed our bills. It's the urban Democrats that are causing problems.
The top Democrat in the Senate downplayed the divide. DFL Senate Majority Leader Tom Bach of Cook said coalitions based on geography are nothing new at the Capitol. He said there are often big differences in the needs of rural and metro areas, especially when it comes to issues like education and economic development.
This whole metropolitan area is, the economy is just doing very, very well. Unemployment's as close to zero as you're going to get it. And you get out into rural areas and members are really frustrated because their communities are really struggling. And we're not trying to figure out how to build new schools. We're trying to figure out how to keep schools from closing and further consolidations. And schools are part of the identity of a community.
Bach said he had not yet talked with many DFL caucus members since the end of the regular session. He said he understands their disappointment with some of the compromises he struck with the House. Bach said the special session provides an opportunity to try to improve three of those bills. Tim Pugmire, Minnesota Public Radio News at the Capitol.
And Governor Dayton and House Speaker Dout met for about 2 hours last night, but they didn't come out with any major agreements, so the talks will continue and we'll see just what happens with this special session. For now, that's your Polycast. I'm Mike Mulcahy in the Minnesota Public Radio Newsroom.